Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I don't care what you feel like in the spirit, you've still got love, joy, and peace. And you just choose to start rejoicing, even though people have rejected you and criticized you and done things to you. You know, when our son died, I didn't feel joy. I wasn't happy. I started to have discouragement, grief, sorrow hit me the same as any of you would if you were told that your son was dead. But you know what? I don't like those feelings. And I've determined I'm not going to ever be sad or depressed. It's been 40 years since I've been depressed. I will not be depressed. I don't get depressed. And when I was told that my son was dead, I just refused to be depressed. I started feeling those same things that anybody would, but I don't like it. So you know what I did? I started praising God. I was driving the car, and I just started thanking God and worshiping God and saying, God, you're a good God, and worshiping God and praising God. And you know what I was doing? I was denying my flesh. I was refusing to be carnal. And when you do that, it's just like sticking a bucket down into a well, and you start drawing out that water that was in there. When you start praising God by faith, you just start a supernatural flow of what's in your spirit. And before I knew it, I started having faith rise up on the inside of me. God brought back to my remembrance prophecies that hadn't been fulfilled about that boy yet. And it just dawned on my lightning fast mind that for those prophecies to come to pass, he had to live. And all of a sudden, I got to saying, he's going to live. Man, God's raising him from the dead. And I got to rejoicing and praising God. I got happy. I told Jamie this is going to be the greatest miracle we've ever seen. And we got in, and my oldest son walked up and said, Dad, I don't know what happened, but 5 minutes, 10 minutes after I called, Peter just sat up and started talking. And it worked. And you know what? If I would have let my emotions, if I would have gone, oh, my son is dead, if I would have started thinking like a natural human being, my son would be dead today. I wouldn't have a 6-year-old granddaughter who was born a year after he was raised from the dead. I wouldn't have my granddaughter. I wouldn't have my son. Everything would be different. And you know what caused it? Because I knew that there was another part of me that I can't feel. And I refused to let my feelings dominate me. And I started going by what God said about me and not what I feel. And by doing that, it just starts the flow of that supernatural power that's on the inside of you, and miracles start happening. And brothers and sisters, every one of you in here who's been born again have that raising from the dead power on the inside of you. You have love, joy, and peace. The whole time that you've been discouraged and sad and in a spiritual sense just sitting there sucking your thumb, acting like a little baby, oh, God, I don't have any joy. Would you please touch me? The whole time your spirit is basking in the presence of God. You've got love, joy, and peace. You just need to pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. You can't praise God with your thumb in your mouth. You need to find out who you are in Christ and begin to start standing up and saying, I don't care what I feel like. Here's what the Bible says about me. And I'm going to operate by faith. And you know, with most people, and again, I believe that for you to be out here on a Thursday morning listening to me, you are probably the cream of the crop. You are probably the ones who are more fanatical and more in love with God than the average person. So with most of you, if you haven't been operating in who you are in Christ, I imagine most of it is just by the fact that we don't know. Most of us haven't heard these things. Until the Lord showed me these things that I'm sharing with you today, by default, you can't operate in knowledge that you don't have. I didn't know these things. And so I thought what I felt was the only reality that there was. I was praying and asking God for things, but I didn't feel it, and so that must be proof that He hadn't done anything. I was spiritually ignorant. But when God taught me these things, it just gave me a whole different way of responding to things. Now, it doesn't matter what I feel like. It doesn't matter what things look like. I am aware that there is a spiritual world and there is a spiritual me that cannot be seen or felt. It just has to be believed. And if you'll believe it, that faith will activate that power in that spiritual world, and the power of God will begin to start operating. But you can't get spiritually minded until you start looking at the Word of God like a spiritual mirror and saying, I don't feel this, but the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I don't feel blessed, but that's what the Word says. So you know what? This is my confession, is that I'm blessed. That's what I'm going to believe. That's what I'm going to talk. That's what I'm going to act like. And some people think, well, I'd be a hypocrite if I did that. It just depends what you believe is true. If all you believe is true is what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. If you think that this physical, natural realm is all that there is to reality, well, then you're a hypocrite to say that you're healed when your body hurts, when the doctor's report proves that you're sick. That would be hypocritical. But if you recognize that there's a spiritual world, and when you got born again, you became a brand new person in the Spirit, and all of the things that God says about you are true in the Spirit, if you accept that and acknowledge that, you're actually a hypocrite to go by what you feel in your body and what the doctor says. That's not the real you. It just depends on what you believe. If you think that the only thing that's real is the physical, then you'll feel like you're lying when you speak something that you can't prove. But when you understand who you are in Christ and what Jesus has done, when you understand the spiritual world, you'll find out that, man, it is not lying, it's telling the truth. You know, I wish I had more time. We're going to quit this morning, believe it or not. Amen. And I'll come back this afternoon. But real quickly, let me just say this. I've got teaching out there that goes into this for an hour and a half. But in 2 Kings chapter 6, there's an instance where Elisha the prophet had been giving away the king of Syria's battle plans to the king of Israel. And every time the king of Syria tried to do something, the king of Israel knew about it because Elisha was telling the plans. And so the Syrian king sent his troops down and surrounded the city that Elisha was in. And in the morning, his servant went out and stood on the city walls and looked, and there was thousands of Syrian troops surrounding them. And he came back to Elisha and he just panicked, "What are we going to do?" And Elisha said, "Fear not. Those that be with us are more than those that be with them." Now again, if all you think is true is just the physical realm, then Elisha lied. Because you could count the Syrians by thousands. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and then you look over and go, 1, 2. If all you're talking about is just physical, natural people, then Elisha lied, saying there's more with us than with them. And I'm sure that his servant probably thought, you know, this, you've been spending too much time writing the Bible. Amen. You finally lost it. He probably thought he was crazy. So Elisha prayed in 2 Kings 6:17 and said, "Lord, open the young man's eyes." He wasn't talking about his physical eyes. This young man's physical eyes were as big as saucers looking at all of this problem out there. He was talking about the eyes of his heart. Let him see spiritual things that do exist. They're real. You just can't see them. They're real. He said, "Let him see." And all of a sudden, there were horses and chariots of fire surrounding the Syrian army. And Elisha went out and just raised his hand, smote all of the Syrians with blindness, told them to grab each other by the hand and led them single file to the king of Israel, then opened up their eyes and took tens of thousands of Syrians captive without ever firing an arrow, without ever drawing a sword, because he knew the power that was available in the spiritual realm. So if you consider the spiritual realm, Elisha didn't lie. He was telling the truth. He was just speaking a spiritual truth. When I say that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, I'm not lying. Some people think, "Oh, yes, you are, because you still... you know, you got this big old tumor, you can see something. And no, I'm not denying that the physical world exists. I'm just denying that that's all that there is to it, is a physical world. There is a spiritual world, and in Christ Jesus, I've got the raising from the dead power on the inside of me, and I believe that my words will release the spiritual realm and the spiritual power. And I refuse to be limited to only what I can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. I refuse to be carnal. I refuse to be natural. There's a part of me that is absolutely supernatural. In my spirit, I'm identical to Jesus. And this has totally changed my life. This morning, I've just kind of given a little summary of some of these things. And this afternoon, I'm going to start going into detail and show you a lot of scriptures. And we're going to talk about this. And I promise you, if this is even giving you just a little insight and a little glimmer and a little bit of excitement, you need to come back and get the full message and get a full revelation. And again, we're just skimming the surface. There's no way I can impart to you what I've been meditating on for 40 years in 1 or 2 hours. But we're going to make an attempt, and I believe that this will change your life. If I could just somehow or another download what God has put in my heart into your heart, I guarantee you we could change this nation. This will change the world. We don't need to beg God for revival. God's pleading with you to go out and start walking in this. And start influencing your family and your neighbors and your friends and your church. And if we would do that, you'd have all the revival that you can handle. Raise somebody from the dead and you'll have all the revival you can handle. You'll have to start beating them off with a stick. They'll start cutting holes in the roof to let the sick in because they can't get close enough. You've got that power on the inside of you. We don't need anything from God except a revelation of what we've already got. Man, that's good news. You know, if there's anybody here this morning who's never been born again, if you just acknowledge that God exists, but if you haven't made a personal commitment of your life to Jesus, then you don't have that power on the inside of you. I've been talking to people who are born again, people who have made Jesus their Lord.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.